Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions. With me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby. And today, I'm deeply honored to have one of the young people in the Caribbean talking with me about her journey in living with a physical disability, her aspirations, her goals, her just joy of life. So help me in welcoming Judy Sango from the Commonwealth of Dominica. Hi, Judy.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to Visions. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure for me to join you virtually.
Okay, so Judy, tell me a little about yourself because you're very young and very active as well in the disability community.
Yes, my name is Judy Sango. I am 24 years old. I am an entrepreneur, disability rights advocates, currently serving as the youngest president of the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities. I also serve as the Commonwealth Disabled People's Forum Youth Network's Caribbean representative. I am also the president, program director, and founder of Youth with Disabilities Connections. But apart from my work and my service to those in the community of persons with disabilities, I am also an author. Recently published my first children's book, The Girl Who Walked Differently, and I am immersed not only in the disability community, but wherever I find myself in society, because I am one who loves to give back. So this is just a little bit about myself.
Fabulous, Judy. So since you mentioned your first book, and that sounds as though you have others in the background waiting to be published, tell me a little about this book. What prompted you to write this book for children?
As I said earlier, I recently penned my first children's book, The Girl Who Walked Differently. And this is a story that chronicles my life growing up. Having a physical disability, life for me was not always easy, especially going to school and choosing to attend public school rather than, you know, disability-related institutions. A lot of the time, I was bullied. However, I must make mention that in the book and throughout my life, I did not let that deter me because I always knew that I wanted to become a success story, and my disability was in no way, shape, or form going to stand in the way of me achieving my goal. And so the book chronicles my life, the highs and lows of living with a physical disability and being bullied. And it also makes mention of me, you know, enjoying school despite the hardships that came, you know, with just being a child with a disability. And the book also highlights my future aspirations.
Brilliant. Where can your book be found? Where can we purchase it?
All right. So The Girl Who Walked Differently is currently available on Amazon for purchase in Kindle and paperback formats.
Wonderful. So Judy, you mentioned your journey going to public school. Share with us a bit more what that experience was like, both in primary and secondary school.
All right. So I attended the Roosevelt Douglas Primary School in the Commonwealth of Dominica. And my years there were good years, now looking back on it, despite being bullied. A lot of students, you know, looked at me as being different. But despite the bullying endured there, a lot of what I hold there today came from the Roosevelt Douglas Primary School. And, you know, I was able to, with the help of staff and a few students, function exceptionally well. So while this, you know, could be looked at as a negative experience, I have chosen to look at those years as the foundation that has been laid, which now results in the young woman that I am today.
And your secondary life?
My secondary school education journey was a little bit better. I attended the Portsmouth Secondary School, and there, while I still endured bullying, it was not to the extent of that of my primary school. It was a little bit of a better experience. There I was able to make quite a lot of friends, and you know, I was very active throughout my high school journey, and I graduated in 2019 from the Portsmouth Secondary School.
Okay, so tell me about some of the activities you were involved in while at school.
All right, throughout school, I was involved in various clubs. At the Portsmouth Secondary School, I was the first ever treasurer of the Environmental Science Club, and I was also a trained peer counselor throughout most of my high school journey. I think that was from second form all the way up to my final year of high school. I was a trained peer counselor and functioned exceptionally well in those areas while also being an avid leader when there was calls for students to lead assemblies or to volunteer to do something. I always volunteered.
Great. Now, what I really would like you to share with me is how you handled the bullying from both the primary and secondary school students.
All right. So bullying for me was handled for the first few years of this adjusting to this. Was a bit difficult, but as I grew older, I began to understand that students bullying me was not because I did anything bad. Because first to be told, nobody has control over their disability and what happens in that regard. And so I understood that pretty early on, and with the help of my parents and my siblings, you know, they poured into me that love, and they helped me to realize that, you know, despite your disability, there's so much more to look forward to. And so from an early age, I sort of developed the attitude that, hey, look, when persons say or do negative things, instead of letting it to my detriment, I would use them as stepping stones in the direction that I wanted to go.
Sound advice, which you adhere to. So that's great. Okay, so Judy, you talked about your family. So tell us now, who do you live with and what has it been like growing up in this family?
All right. So I am immensely grateful to God that I have 9 siblings, and I currently live with my mom. My dad has since passed, but I live with my mom. I have 9 siblings, which I am very blessed to have. These has been my support system for the last 24 years. They have been my rock. When all else seems wrong, I have family to lean on. And it's an immense joy to know that these people, they love and support me unconditionally. It has been nothing short of an absolute blessing having my mom and my siblings, not forgetting the contributions of my late father. They have been supportive. I remember days when I had to be carried to school by my siblings and my parents. So those are some of the very fun memories that I have with them. I always say God did a wonderful job choosing my siblings and parents for me before I was born.
And how many siblings do you have? All older than you?
I have 9 siblings. 1 is younger than me.
Okay, you're out of a big family like me. All right. So where are you at right now, Judy? In your studies? Are you pursuing further studies?
I am currently a law student at the Academic School of Learning in Dominica. That's a college in my community. I am a law student there with hopes of one day attending the Cavill campus in Barbados, after which I will hope to go on to the U Wooding Law School, where I hope to one day become not just an attorney, but judge too. Because my ultimate goal is to become a judge and to use this to continue my advocacy, but also with a focus on criminal law.
Great. ambitions, which I know you will achieve, definitely. All right, so Judy, tell us what the disability scene is like in Dominica. How easy, how challenging is it? Where would you like to see it go?
From my point of view, there has been quite a lot of work done in the Commonwealth of Dominica in regards to disability and persons in the disability community. However, like I continue to reiterate, much more needs to be done, and we need to basically give persons with disabilities the opportunity to thrive and to live independent and successful lives, not just only in Dominica, but throughout the Caribbean, throughout the globe. I believe there is quite a lot of work to be done for us to become a 100% inclusive society. My goal as an advocate is to continue to be the voice of the people. For as long as I'm alive, I will continue to champion the cause of not just, you know, persons with physical disabilities, but all disabilities.
What would you consider the number one area which needs more attention in Dominica as it comes to becoming a more inclusive society?
One of the key areas I think that needs great improvement is the employment of persons with disabilities, because I would have worked and interact with quite a lot of persons with disabilities who have skills and they have the education and the mental capacity to be gainfully employed. However, for a lot of persons, that's not the case. And so I think this is one of the key areas that needs immediate attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you say has been one of the proudest moments for you as a disability advocate?
One of the proudest moments for me as a disability rights advocate would have been a few years ago when my friend, member of the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, Mr. Loic Charles, graduated from university, being the first blind person from the Commonwealth of Dominica to graduate from university.
Great. Okay, so we've heard a bit about your educational background, your work in the disability field, and your family life. What are some of your ambitions as it comes to your organization, the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities?
All right. So for me, as president of the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, I continue to work towards, you know, having that total membership involvement where everybody, you know, comes to that place where we recognize our disabilities and we do not let that keep us back. Because truth be told, each and every person in this world, whether or not, you know, we accept or realize it, we all have a disability. Because a disability is something based on the definitions of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, as well as UNESCO and the World Health Organization. A disability is anything that, you know, affects the way that the body works. So I hope that, you know, and I continue to work towards that total membership involvement where each person recognizes their disability and we do not let that hold us back, but we use that, you know, to better be a voice for not just ourselves, but, you know, everybody with a disability, no matter where we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As you think about total involvement by membership, Dominica terrain is quite different to that of Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
What about the area of transportation? How challenging or easy is it for members with mobility conditions to traverse across Dominica?
Well, that definitely has its challenges, as there are not a lot of accessible transportation available in Dominica. However, there is some, but it's still presenting challenges for persons with disabilities to get around and to do so independently. And as you said, the terrain in Dominica is quite different from that of Barbados.
All right. Again, now let us go back quickly to the area of employment. Would you say that there are many persons with disabilities employed in open job market in Dominica?
No, I would not say that.
And do you still have the sheltered employment, like the Center for the Blind?
When you say Society for the Blind, are you speaking of the place where persons with visual impairments or total blindness are employed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is still operational. Yes.
Okay. So, as a young woman with a disability, do you or have you experienced any gender bias because of who you are?
Not necessarily. If I experience any bias, it's not because of who I am. In terms of gender, it has to be other reasons. For example, I am not a person who speaks a lot. Although I like speaking and public speaking, persons will say to me, "You don't speak a lot." So for example, if someone was to ask me something and I don't know who they are, for example, persons will say to me, "Why don't you speak to other people like that?" So if I've experienced any bias, it's not because of who I am as a woman, it's because of others.
Okay, gotcha. As you look through the Caribbean and you hear various stories around people with disabilities, your own personal experiences and those of your peers in Dominica, what would you consider as the three major issues that you would want to see being approached by our governments in the region as it relates to disability?
So three of the issues that I think are extremely critical in the Caribbean and I would love to see addressed by the various governments is the area of employment of persons with disabilities, the area of education as it relates to individuals with disabilities, and the area of disability and the law, specifically the area of legislation that protects persons with disabilities.
Okay. And would you be able to offer any guidance in terms of disability and the law? Have you had a chance to review the various legislations coming out of the Caribbean islands as it relates to disability?
Most definitely. I would definitely have had the opportunity to review the existing legislations that there are in the Caribbean in relation to disability. And I am definitely able and ready at any point to offer my views in regards to this to any of the governments in the Caribbean who may require that assistance. I would have had the opportunity to look at in depth not only the existing legislation, but the supreme law of every land, which is the constitutions. And I would have had the opportunity to look at almost every constitution in the Caribbean. And I must say, there's need for great improvement, especially in the constitution, because I recognize that if the constitutions doesn't change, you know, having new laws will not bring much change to the way that general society interacts and treats persons with disabilities. I say that because the constitution of every land is the supreme law, and every other law that is passed is subject to the constitution or beneath the constitution. And in every constitution that I would have read in its entirety, I noticed that there is some form or another of exclusion of persons with disabilities. More specifically, my home country, Dominica, the constitution does exclude persons with disabilities in certain aspects. And so I stand ready at any given point to lend my assistance, because I realize that change must begin now if we are to create an inclusive society and we must start with the law, because if the law and the constitution does not change, then there won't be any change in the way that things are done.
So, Judy, how do you think we can amend our constitutions to truly integrate our citizens with disabilities in the region?
First of all, the amendment process should start with a discussion with persons with disabilities in each and every island. There is a saying, nothing for us without us. And this is a saying that is very common within the community of persons with disabilities in Dominica and in the Caribbean region. Nothing for us without us. And so if the governments are seeking to make changes to the constitution as it relates to individuals with disabilities, there must be open dialogue between the governments and the individuals with disabilities. This is the primary place that we need to start, because nobody knows what individuals with disabilities go through better than us.
Wonderful. That's an excellent point that I hope our Caribbean leaders will take to heart and seek to be a bit more creative in involving our citizens with disabilities for the various changes that are necessary, not only in our constitution, but in other specific pieces of legislation. One other area, Judy, that I think we often do not emphasize as much is healthcare. What are your thoughts relating to healthcare and people with disabilities?
Yeah, I certainly agree with you that we do not emphasize healthcare a whole lot. But I think it's an area that needs to be prioritized, because persons with disabilities, we must recognize that healthcare is integral for us more than the ordinary person, if I do say so. You know, because we are persons, you know, with recognized health issues and difficulties. And it is sad to say that in most Caribbean countries, healthcare or quality healthcare for the average person with a disability is not easily accessible.
Point well made. And as we get ready to wind up the program, Judy, share with us your thoughts about young people like yourself being very involved with the disabled organizations, because I find many young people are shying away and not getting involved.
Certainly, I do believe rather strongly that young people with disabilities should step up and be leaders within the disability community. Truth be told, we are the leaders of now and we are the leaders of tomorrow, because those who would have been there before us, they will not be there tomorrow, and we are left to continue to be the voice for not just ourselves, but for other people. So if there may be individuals with disabilities, young people with disabilities, more specifically listening, I urge you to get out there, join your local disability association, be the voice for others, be the voice for yourself, because we are the leaders of today, and we are the leaders of tomorrow. And it's time for us to stop letting persons without disabilities do the work for us, and for us to do it for ourselves. Because nobody understands disabilities better than an individual with a disability. So let us do what we have to do. For it is a great work, but with each and every one of us involved, much can be achieved.
Well, Judy, it certainly has been a distinct pleasure chatting with you today and hearing your thoughts, your views, and of course, your passion. Thanks again for being on Visions with me.
Certainly a pleasure for me, and thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby, and my very special guest today, Judy Sango from the Commonwealth of Dominica. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com, and you can also check this and past episodes of the podcast on the VOB929.com website. So remember, love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the way we help to make the world turn. So until next week.